Hi, my name is Devin Herman, and this podcast is about being firstborn. Not by choice, but by fate. I was born to be a leader, and I have been raised with higher expectations, not only from my parents, but from aunts, uncles, teachers, and so on and so forth. I was the babysitter whenever my parents were gone, or I was responsible for everything they did when I had things to do. I was always looking out for my brothers and my mom. My dad left us high and dry, and I became technically the man of the house at 6 years old, right? That's ridiculous. A study shows that 24 million children, 1 out of 3, live without their biological fathers. And I can't comprehend why so many fathers would want to leave such great children. Thus being said, I always wanted the best for my mom and my brothers, and the best just was never good enough for them because nothing's ever perfect enough to just make everything great because they deserve endless happiness, and obviously I can't provide that. But the firstborns always have been said to born to lead, to create, and to have a very successful life, but no one thinks of the stress they have to go through to get that reputation. As a firstborn, you have the intent to go an extra mile for education, you have a drive to work and to be successful, and you have a really big understanding of respect and integrity. Some kids decide to go rebel, make a fool out of themselves, and show their parents, oh, just because I'm firstborn doesn't mean I can be a leader and become a bum. But I chose to do the better path, and I was able to get the experience of a lifetime so far. I've been able to show my brothers what's wrong from right, and protect my mom whenever it's possible, and learn that my family's always there for me as I'm there for them. And I'll go through whatever stress I need to help out my family. Being firstborn, though, you have a lot of responsibilities. Like, a lot. One of them being a role model for the younger kids in the family. Being the older brother, man, I always thought I had to protect my mom. I mean, she gave me life, so whenever someone disrespected her, I would pop off and be like, oh, you want to fight my mom? Well, here comes my wrath, and I always just wanted to protect my mom. Just because my dad left at such an early age, there's no one to protect her, so I'd stepped up. The only memories I have of my dad, though, are just, they're horrible. We would be left in cars because he wanted to go play his poker games because that was his job. We would sleep in cars because he got kicked out of the house that night. And he just thought drugs were more important than his family. And that's when I knew I couldn't never let my family down. About a year or two back, I was really disobedient. And I would sneak out of the house. I'd get in fights with my parents, always. And the worst part is I always chose my friends over my family. And those friends aren't even around anymore. But my family is. I was never home. And when I got home, it was more fighting. But after a few months, things started to go down. And it just became easier. I started caring about school, how I look. I wasn't so stuck in this depressed state until I got a boyfriend. And I immediately switched right back. One night I thought it would be okay to stay at my boyfriend's house for the night. And me and my mom got in a huge fight about it. And eventually she asked me if I wanted to have her pick me up or drop off my stuff. And I'm so hard-headed that I didn't even answer, and I ended up being homeless. So my first thought was to ask my boyfriend's parents, and when I did, it was really hard because one of the parents don't know we're together, and I don't think I was ready to take that step in our relationship yet just because we're so young. And eventually, me and my mom started talking again, and she told me she used it as a sink or swim situation. And she's so proud of me for swimming and that it didn't bring me down. And of course, I had my rough days where I just wanted to run to my mom's arms. And I still do because I'm a big mama's boy. I just never realized how much I didn't see my family. I never realized how much my brothers and little cousins would look up to me until I was kicked out. Or anything until I saw from an outside perspective. When I saw them again, I saw how much my brothers have grown. How they've molded it into their maturity and finally found out who they are and what they're meant to be. I think that my absence was supposed to happen in order for them to grow and for them to see how much I'd miss them just because I wasn't there to see the change. I was always told by my mom that they looked up to me even if I didn't see it. now that I'm gone, my parents tell me they miss me every day and that they come to me with random things just so they can talk to me, even if it's about nothing. I don't ever have time to visit, so when they would message me, it makes me feel like they still think of me. But back to the expectations, my grandpa was probably the one that I could never let down the most, just because he told me I was always the smartest grandson, and he had so much success he could see in my life. When I started realizing that being firstborn isn't always negative, it became a great thing. With that, I started realizing that being the firstborn means I can drive first, I can get the first job, I can date first. And I got to babysit my brothers, which is hard because one of them has autism and the other has ADHD. But we had so many fun memories of us that just made this bond. And I had a responsible for taking their medication. If not, they'd act out. And usually they took their medication with no issues. But some days it'd be difficult, so difficult that my mom would quit her job to help around. Obviously, that was let down on my part because I'm supposed to make her life a breeze. My stepdad had a job and he would work all day. And it was rough not seeing him because every time we saw him, he was tired and he would just snap just because he was tired. But it always sounds negative when I say, oh, my mom's life's not a breeze, or I never see my stepdad, when in reality, we had great memories. When I was older, I was finally able to get a job, and my brothers were old enough to start trusting themselves and be left alone. I'd help out with some bills, like a phone bill here and there, or maybe some dinner once in a while, which I never had an issue with because I love helping people out, and I constantly worry that I'm not doing enough to help out, and I'd do anything. But it kind of just took a toll on my parents because they were like, oh, you're a kid still, like, don't do this. And in all honesty, like, I just want to be able to help them out. So being firstborn has told us that they're natural born leaders, which is why I wanted to help out so much. Kevin Lemon, the author of Firstborn Advantage and the Birth Order book, Why Are You the Way You Are, quoted that they're the presidents of the United States, they're the astronauts in outer space. Of the first 23 presidents, 21 were firstborn, and the other two were only children. Firstborns are architects or engineers, they're English teachers, or dentists. Anywhere from perfectionism pays off. You're going to find a proliferation of firstborn and onlyborn children. The quote explains itself as a leader. And basically, firstborns, they know what they want and they go and grab it. It's also been shown that they have a type A personality, which means they're more perspective, competitive, time urgent, and hostile. While type B is relaxed, patient, easygoing. This explains why firstborns are so easily stressed out because they're always going, make sure everyone's okay. With all of this on my plate, I realized how much my family means to me and how my life skills it gave me. I mean, I know how to take care of a family. I can kind of cook. But most importantly, it just made me realize how much family is always going to be there for you and how I could never be in a different family if I wanted to be or replace anyone. I always wanted the best for them, and I know they'll never doubt me. And I love the connection and vibe I have with my family and my brothers. They're my best friends. I would never be able to live without my mom. I know she needs me, but I'll always need her more. I always want to keep her happy, and I know that I'll have a special connection with my mom because I'm the one that made her a parent. We both just jumped in this together, and we had no clue what we were doing, obviously because I'm a baby, and because my mom was a first-time parent. I just feel like I opened their eyes to adulthood and to parenthood, and they opened my eyes to a lifetime of experiences that I would never forget. I'm now 17, not quite a kid, not an adult. I'm always here to babysit, but I do have my priorities. But I do look forward to seeing how much my brothers have grown and how I can help my family out in the future. And I'm allowed the opportunity to give my parents the experience to be grandparents and watch my family get married or people graduate or just live their life to the fullest. Even though being firstborn can be a hassle, I can fully say that I've loved every single moment I've experienced.